Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Yeah, sure enough, just what I predicted, driving around out in West Texas, coming out of New Mexico, cell phones out, but they pulled the bus over just for us. This is a guy that packs 100,000-person stadiums for hour-long sets he's doing. In fact, I'm taking my whole office the 4th of March to see him at the rodeo championship, the semifinals. Then they go off to Mesquite, Texas from there. There's nothing like seeing the bull riding and bronc riding and roping championship for 2 hours and an hour of Willie. That's coming up at the Travis County Expo Center, Travis County Star of Texas Rodeo, March 4th. By the way, when I tried to get tickets, they were sold out. I had to get them from scalpers. Willie, you must be doing pretty good if almost a month before you play, stuff sold out.
Well, yeah, everything's going good. We ain't got any complaints. Of course, when you're playing a rodeo, them calf ropers and bull riders, they'll sell tickets too. So we we didn't sell that rodeo out by ourselves. We know that.
Oh, yeah, you did. Well, I really look forward to coming to see you. I've seen you several times, and I always enjoy it. This is a quick segment. We're going to come back and keep you for the next. Again, I'm very thankful, but we'll let you go by 15, 20 after. Willie, we were talking about toll roads, and then during the break when I finally got you back, Jimmy Vaughn, I know, and others called and encouraged you. What was some of the feedback they gave you about the toll road?
Well, you know, I heard from Jimmy and heard some more folks that said, hey, this is something you want to think about because it's not what they're telling you. It's a little different. And then when I started finding out how different it was, that, you know, today the people are having to pay to drive on a road that it was free for them yesterday. And that didn't seem right. And first of all, I didn't want a toll road named after me. That's one of the dumbest things that I could have done, I think.
Now, you've seen Endgame. Which film did you think was more informative on the whole New World Order system, Endgame or Terror Storm?
Well, Endgame was, to me, I think, a little more informative. I learned some things that I didn't really, wasn't that aware of. And for me personally, they're both, good DVDs.
The reason I brought that up is it gets into the toll roads, and I know you're already aware of a lot of that. What did you think about the fact that we have the documents that they're going to use the toll road money to build even bigger roads in Mexico up to Canada to bring in even more slave goods to get rid of our jobs?
Yeah, I heard about the super highway that they were planning and how you and some of the folks in Texas stopped it. Maybe you can tell me exactly how it happened and what y'all did.
Well, we've cut back on a lot of it and because they tried to lie, but then the legislature did say no at the time of making that film. But Perry just said, I don't care what you say. By executive order, we're going to keep building it. But now it's in question. So what do you do when even the legislature agrees with you and then CNN and Fox say it doesn't exist?
Yeah, well, I don't know.
Well, all I know is most people that I talk to are already pretty much broke. I don't know how we're going to pay $4 or $5 going to and fro work, even here in Austin, as a case point, when people are already barely making it, Willie.
And also when you have this network of toll roads set up across the country and they start controlling where you can get off and where you can get on, and the next thing you know, there's more country towns drying up and it's just like they're trying to control us more and more by making us go on the roads they want us to travel on. And that's one reason we have to stop them.
Stay there. I want to know more about the toll roads, more about the Peace Institute, and the big issue we had Willie on about weather changes, what's happening in the environment, the Mayan calendar. That is straight ahead in the final segment with Willie Nelson. What a trooper, spending so much time with us this morning. And we've stopped his entire cavalcade, his motorcade, coming out of the mountains into Texas. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day. Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondent Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat. And it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org.
I was a highwayman, along the coach roads I did ride, with sword and pistol by my side. Many a young maid lost her baubles to my trade. Many a soldier shed his lifeblood on my blade. The masters hung me in the spring of 25. But I am still alive.
Final segment with the icon, the legend, Willie Nelson.
I was a sailor. I was born upon the tide.
Willie, you know, talking about the toll roads, that's an example of where we're aware of the New World Order agenda, and we are really curtailing it, cutting it back all over the country, more than 90%. It's in trouble. Another example of we're in the fight. We're having an effect if we just get involved.
That's good to hear. I'm glad to know that, you know, that it's working, and it's supposed to work. If enough people are against it and speak out, then it's supposed to work. We're supposed to stop them.
Even if the establishment has the high places and has the fortresses, we're down here on the ground, and if we say no, it's not going to work.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And I also think, too, that, you know, we were talking about the weather. I still believe in divine interference, I like to call it, that we may think that we're in control, but fortunately we're not in control. There are weather patterns right now that are happening to the earth that's causing a lot of turbulent, bad weather, and it's going to get worse, according to what I've read and what I've seen. And I think these are going to be the things that slow down or stop the elite from doing what they're trying to do, because I don't care how rich you are or what yacht you own or wherever you are, a hurricane will affect you just like it does everybody else. So everyone's going to be affected by these weather changes that are going to be significant.
I know you've seen the numbers. They've been widely publicized. In the last 7 years, they say we've had more disasters, more hurricanes, more tsunamis, more earthquakes, more fires, more mudslides, than we hit more red tides than we had in the previous 20-plus years.
Yeah, and it's if you do a little research on it, you can find that it's all predictable, and that it's a cycle, and sun cycle, whatever you want to call it, but every so often these things happen, and the world, the planet goes through some extreme weather conditions, and they last for 34 years, and then things are back fairly normal again. But we're building up to it right now, and all the talk about 2012 and my encounter, all those things are figured into it. They're just we're headed toward some really bad weather, and how it's going to affect everyone, I don't know. There have been times when the tsunami that we just had a couple of years ago took out 250,000 people. So they say, well, the world's coming to an end. I don't believe that, but I do know the world came to an end for those people on that day. So there's a lot of things happening out there.
When did you first start learning about the Mayan calendar? Because a lot of people are very interested in that, and it does predict all those things.
I just started hearing about it and started checking up on it and reading about it. And from what I've read, though, it doesn't say it's the end of the world. It's more like that they're, what do you call it when your speedometer, pedometer, I guess.
It's a reset.
It's over 100,000 miles and it starts over again. I think that's what's happening with the Mayan calendar. It's not the world's not coming in. It's just their method of counting the days is over and it starts over again.
So the end of a cycle, the end of an age, a reset.
Yeah, and there's been talk that say every so often, every 25,000-26,000 years, the Earth goes through these cycles, and that at some point when it reaches a point that it will actually it will turn on its axis, and at that point we'll get the most extreme weather. But right now it seems like we're building up to that point where the Earth is going to sort of take a jerk on its axis, and who knows what will happen. But the good news is there's not anything we can do about it.
Now, on that end, the elite try to control things they're afraid of, and I've interviewed the father of weather weapons who could make it rain 10 feet of water in Vietnam with just 15 or 20 jets spraying different chemicals into clouds. Have you read about or heard about weather control?
I have heard. I don't know a lot about it. Tell me about it.
Well, I don't think they can control things on even a regional scale, but they can locally. You know, the Russians, you can pay them $1.5 million, and they can make sure your parade's clear. The Chinese government says they have limited weather manipulation and control. And I've interviewed Ben Livingston, who was the father of weather weapons in the 60s, you know, against Vietnam. He ran the squadrons who could flood them even in the dry season. And he says the government has the power to steer hurricanes or neutralize them or basically create them or kill them.
Well, whether that's true or not, I don't know. I kind of doubt it. I mean, they might be able to slow it down in some local areas, but as far as stopping the planet from doing what it's been doing for millions of years, I doubt very seriously if we're going to do that.
Well, I agree with you. From the evidence we've seen, it's the sun that mainly drives our climate, and it's heated up on a record cycle since they've been recording it, and then suddenly, in the last month, it cooled down. So the sun is definitely, in the 300 years they've been studying it, is doing some weird things right now, Willie.
Yeah, and again, fortunately, we're not in control. All we can do is watch it and hope that we're at, in the right place, because that's basically what it's going to amount to. If there was a storm or a tornado or whatever, and you're in the wrong place, that's the end of the world for you. So we just have to hope that we can stay safe.
I just hope the establishment doesn't use all these weather changes and things that are happening as an excuse to get more control and kind of pose as the saviors.
Well, yeah, you're right about that. I see now we're getting ready to shoot down some bus-sized satellite that's falling on us. That may be just target practice, getting ready for anything else they might want to shoot down.
Well, I agree. It's come out that a bunch of these satellites have come into orbit and they burn up. They've never hurt anybody. Why suddenly do they want to shoot them down with particle beams?
To prove they can, I think. You have to test out these weapons just to make sure they work, Alex. You know that.
Speaking of weapons, the Iran situation, the neocons are still pushing to attack Iran. They're trying to claim that Iran's supplying weapons to Iraq, but time and time again it turns out that they're making that up. What's your view on starting a war with Iran?
Well, we do know that they're trying to do that, and whether they make it happen or not, I don't know. They're certainly capable of it. If we did attack Iran, would that affect our elections? Would that be considered a national emergency? I don't know. I don't know what it takes to stop elections. But it happened over in Afghanistan just a few weeks ago. They stopped the elections by having all these killings and interventions and bombings and all that. So let's hope it doesn't happen, but all those things are possibilities.
Well, the good news is a month and a half ago, they tried to claim that Bhutto wasn't shot, and the video came out that she was, and it turns out some of our government agencies were clearly involved, but the polls day one showed that people weren't buying the story. I think that's the difference. Whereas 5-6 years ago, people would buy the bull. Why do you think now they're not buying the baloney?
What is that that George tried to say? Fool me once. I think we're all I think we're all thinking the same thing. You know, you may have fooled me one time, but I'm not going for it this time.
But what is the establishment going to do? Because it looks like they're just keeping on their course. Be damned if the people are waking up. Everybody I talk to who's tuned in says they've never felt such a feeling of concern that big changes are ahead. And I think it's the earth. I think it's the environment. I think it's genetic engineering, but I also think it's wars. I mean, do you feel that same sense of urgency, Willie?
I really do, and I think a lot of it has to do with the fear factor, and a lot of it has to do with the unknown. A lot of it has to do with the fact that the planet is spinning a little faster now. That means information is coming at us a little faster. Maybe we're not quite ready to accept all the information that's being thrown at us from radio, TV, newspapers, and also from our own subconscious, that we're picking up messages from all over the planet that we've never picked up before. We're beginning to doubt things that we believed in all our lives, and we're beginning to find out that maybe we were wrong about a few things. And this is not only enlightening to a lot of people, but it's very troubling to a lot of people. They just can't imagine, they can't fathom that they've been wrong all this time.
Yeah, it's hard. A lot of people won't wake up, or they refuse to, because they don't want to be proven wrong. And it isn't about that, folks. It's never too late to turn back, is it?
No, it isn't, and the longer you deny a fact, well, you know, the more it's going to affect you in a negative way. So once you realize this is the way it is and accept it, then we can do something about it. But if we just remain ignorant about it or choose to remain ignorant, it's just going to, it's not going to help anything.
I agree. They say that I think Carl Jung said the greatest form of mental illness is doing the same thing over and over again, mm-hmm. thinking you're going to get a different response.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. And hopefully we'll have to change our way of thinking, because the world is changing and we'll have to change with it.
Willie Nelson, I want to thank you for spending more than an hour with us today. Happy and safe trails, and I'll be there watching you coming up March 4th at the Star Texas Rodeo. Moment of Forever is the new album. And Willie Nelson, God bless you. It's just been absolutely amazing spending this time with you, sir.
Well, thank you, and you too. And come by and see us at the rodeo.
I will, sir. I'm going to be right up there over the bullpens. with the rest of my crew watching you.
So, man. It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making big progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
America needs Ron Paul. There are numerous ways to show your support for him and a better America. We know that many people would like to show their support, but want to do it on a larger scale. That's why we have created RonPaulFlags.com. RonPaulFlags.com produces some of the most beautiful flags dedicated to electing the only man fit to be president of our ailing country. Standard flags are 3 feet by 5 feet, and custom flags can be as large as 30 feet by 50 feet. Our most popular flags are Ron Paul, president in '08, and Ron Paul Revolution. These flags work perfectly mounted on homes, RVs, at barbecues, outdoor rallies, picnics, NASCAR races, and meetup groups. Flags start at $43.07, and if you purchase two or more, you will receive a 16% discount. Go to RonPaulFlags.com or call 731-664-1526. That's 731-664-1526. Stand up for what you believe and stand out from the crowd. Go to RonPaulFlags.com today.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Yes, there is an in-AM/FM shortwave radio. For limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT-160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. To order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT-160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
Man thinks, cause he rules the earth, he can do with it as he please. And if things don't change him, he will. For a man is invented, he's doomed. First step was touching the moon. Now there's a woman on my blood, she disappears. As the night grows dim, she'll say, who's gonna take away his license to kill? Now they take him, and they teach him, and they groom him for life, and they set him on a path where he's bound to get ill. Then they bury
just sit there facing the hill to say who's gonna take away his license to kill. Now he's helping by destruction. He's afraid and confused, and his brain has been mismanaged with great skill. Well, all he believes are his eyes, and his eyes, they just tell him lies. But there's a woman on my block, sitting there in a cold chill. She said, who's gonna take away his life? Baby, noise maker, spirit maker, heartbreaker, fast breaker, leave no stone unturned. Maybe an actor in a plot, that might be all that you got, till your L you clearly learn. Now he worships at an altar of a stagnant pool, and when he sees his reflection, he's fulfilled. Man is opposed to fair play. He wants it all and he wants it his way. Now there's a woman on my block. She just sits there as the night grows still. She says, ooh, wanna take away his license to kill.
Okay, we're going to shift gears into the escalating crises between the U.S. and Russia. Is it a new stage? Cold War, or is it real? I want your take. That was the second live interview. That was a new interview, live, with Willie Nelson, from the start of the show to 20 minutes into the second hour. So about an hour and 10 minutes total time with Willie Nelson. Second interview with us, and you know you will hear Willie Nelson, God willing, again and again on this radio broadcast. We're lining up some other really big celebrities to be coming on the show very soon to talk about 9/11, police state, and a lot more. Again, I want to get your take on Willie Nelson in that interview. I want to hear what you have to say about the shooting last week, victim disarmament. I want to get into the economy with all of you that are out there listening. We're either getting Dennis Kucinich on. He's calling for a new investigation on 9/11 with the dust and how it's killing the people. He did meet with first responders, as he promised. We Are Change helped organize that with the Feel Good Foundation. We Are Change got an interview with Vicente Fox. They are on fire. Taking action. I commend all the We Are Change chapters from New York to Los Angeles to Colorado to Minnesota to Florida to England to Ireland to the Netherlands. The toll-free number to join us, 1-800-259-9231. I was in one of the message boards. People were like saying, oh, Alex is re-airing the Willie Nelson interview. No, that was not a re-airing of the Willie Nelson interview. That was another interview live with Willie Nelson. I was so busy talking to him, though, that I was not making that point repeatedly, as a news broadcaster should do every minute or two. This is a new second interview with Willie Nelson. But I'm going to break down the situation with the Second Amendment and a lot more. We're facing the most dire straits we've ever seen on that front. Also, we've got 2,700 members at Infowars.com. We got about 1,400 in one day when I launched it last Wednesday. Then I was out for a few days dealing with family issues, and we got 1,000 or more people that, or I guess almost 2,000 more that signed up. I want to see 10,000 people on Infowars.com by the end of the week. We have millions of visitors every week at Infowars.com alone. This is your place. This is a base for you. This is a headquarters, a command base for you at Prison Planet. .com. You can link through over to Infowars.com, and you can get your own space, your own blogs, your own pages, post videos, audios, write your own articles, and then get it linked all over the web. Right now, so easy to sign up. It's free. Infowars.com network. It's just like MySpace. Get on it now. Infowars.com. I want it to be 4,000 members by the end of the day. Get in there. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home, night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest of conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras, made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go to Spyville.com. That's SPYVILLE.com or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Use promotional code GCN007 and receive a 5% discount when ordering online. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625 for BioSolutions.
Before you slip into unconsciousness, I'd like to have another kiss, another flashing chance at bliss, another kiss, another kiss.
Days are bright and filled with pain.
The days are bright and filled with pain. Enclose me in your gentle rain. The time you ran was too insane with me to.
I'd rather cry, I'd rather fly. Well, a little bit of this, and we're going to go right to Bronco, Leo, Ted, Eric, Jake, and many others as we reach the waypoint, the no point of no return, right in the middle of this broadcast on the 18th day of February 2008.
Oh, tell me where your freedom. The streets are fields that never die. Deliver me from reasons why you'd rather cry. I'd rather fly.
All Let's go ahead and go back to your phone calls. Bronco in Canada. Bronco, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. How's it going?
Good.
I'm amazed, Alex, how you keep pulling this off. The guests you keep bringing on the show. Just incredible, Willie Nelson. That was just a very powerful interview there.
Part two, brand new interview, ladies and gentlemen. We need everybody to get that interview, get it out. We're going to be writing articles at prisonplanet.com later. Go ahead.
I got two questions, Alex. One deals with, like, my dad, my background's Croatian, right? My dad always talked about, like, Tito, the dictator in Yugoslavia at the time. He was always saying that there were two Titos, right, that the original Tito died in Spain or something, and he was missing fingers, and that the new guy, he was like a double or something. Do you know anything about this?
Yeah, I've read that. I've heard that. I mean, what we know is however many Titos there were, they were Soviet Union puppets.
Well, yeah, that's what he was getting at, but he was...
well, I mean, Tito was an admitted puppet of the Soviet Union. He was a dictator. Now, I don't want to say beneficent or benevolent, but compared to some of the others we've had, you know, he was better than others, about as bad as a Pinochet, pretty bad. But, you know, you're Croatian. I'm not even attacking the Croats. I'm saying the actual death numbers was the Croatians and the Muslims went to war against the Serbs. They all have beefs. So I'm not, you know, in these things, it's like a Mexican standoff. I'm not saying who's right. The point is more Serbs were killed than the other groups. And then the media hyped up what the Serbs did, but it was just to go in and break off part of that country and destabilize the region for globalist control. So
sure. That was my next question, the whole Kosovo thing. I was curious what your take on that is, now that that little region's broken off from Serbia.
Well, they admit that they sent in funding, and that Al-Qaeda helped the CIA start the war with the Serbs. When the Serbs then responded, the media said it was massacres, and there were some massacres going on. Both sides were killing each other. And then the rest is history. They would have staged photo ops, now admitted. It's admitted. The BBC and others first did it. Time Magazine had it on their cover. Remember in the early 90s, was it 94? They would show the cover of Time Magazine, and they showed this skinny man with his shirt off reaching through barbed wire. Now, later, the rest of the video got released. It was a fat guy next to him and another skinny guy and a fat guy next to him. They were trying to get into the UN food station. It was protected in that war zone. But the media said, oh, look, the Serbs have got them in camps. And then, of course, in 2000, after the war, the U.S. helped stage a coup. They overthrew Slobodan Milosevic. The UN, this has come out, killed him in his cell, poisoned him. They admit he was poisoned. But they say, oh, he poisoned himself, yes. He was just winning the trial, even though it was staged. And so, again, I'm not for Archon. I'm not for Slobo. I'm not for any of the groups. They've all been killing each other for 1,000 years. The point is the globalists sided with the Croats and the Muslims, and they went in against the Serbs. And when the Serbs, you know, engaged in their own ethnic cleansing, then it was selectively demonized. And now the country's been bombed with DU, regardless of which ethnic group you're part of, a religious group. And that's the end of the story. The globalists have kept a sovereign area from rising. Just like Iran. Iran's run by Ahmadinejad and calls for world government and has their own evil. I'm not saying they're good. The point is the greater evil is the New World Order, and they want to bring down Iran because they're not under their control.
Sure, but I'm even looking at it, like Kosovo, like the Albanians are generally like a Muslim religion, right? Like the U.S. is waging this war on terrorists, supposedly against Islamo-fascism.
Yeah, it's totally staged.
They're helping create an Islamo country within Europe, right? So, you know, it just kind of, they contradict themselves with some of their moves that they seem to be making.
Well, that's it. Serbia had refused to go under Central Bank, IMF, World Bank control, and so they had to be set up. And they admittedly funded Al-Qaeda. Bin Laden was in Albania to help launch the attacks in the mid-90s, and the rest is history. So they went in there and fomented that. I mean, the, quote, Muslim extremist. Remember 6,000 Taliban and Al-Qaeda leaders a month into the invasion of Afghanistan flown out to safety by the U.S. source on that, London Telegraph, London Guardian, and others? They control them. And now they say Al-Qaeda is reconstituting in Pakistan and about to hit us again. It's staged.
Yeah, no, for sure. One last question before I go, Alex. I was always curious how you got started with this whole, like how you got introduced to the New World Order and how you started your show and all of that, just kind of the history behind that. I'll hang up and listen to
it. Sure, let me answer that question. There are thousands of things that did it. I kind of saw the backside, the real side of things. I never got into drugs. I mean, I tried a few of them. I never liked how they made me feel, illegal drugs. But I had a lot of friends, and I had a friend that I played baseball with whose brother was kind of the local playboy drug dealer. He was like 6 years older than his little brother. And so I remember yelling over to their middle-class household. My parents had no idea. They thought I was having water gun fights and going to the neighborhood pool, but really I would go over to the neighbor's house and down the street, and I was introduced to other local drug dealers. And I would witness, while they were taking bong hits in front of me, you know, the local police officer, local captain show up to actually deliver drugs, large portions of them. And then I would go to school. And again, by the time I was 15 or so, you know, I was drinking beer and smoking cigarettes, but I just didn't like how marijuana made me feel. I tried cocaine twice, hated it each time, so I was going to have a heart attack. So I never got into drugs, thank God. But I saw it all. And these were my friends. These were nice people. It was kind of like middle class, you know, type corruption. And I remember, you know, driving along with my friends, giving me a ride to high school when I was 13, 14. And then they had to pull over in their brand new Corvette. My parents would think I was going to the bus stop, and I'd go jump in with them and drive to school. They'd drop me off. He'd say, "Hold on." He'd pull into some, you know, $20 million house and deliver drugs to them. And I remember seeing the cops wave at us at red lights, and they all, you know, knew who the drug dealers were. And I didn't see a ton of it, but, you know, I probably saw it 30, 40 times when I was hanging out with neighborhood friends. And then once you know those guys, then you're okay. So you're at a party, you know, when you're 16, and they say, "Hey, come on back here." And, you know, the cop car pulls up and makes a drug delivery. I mean, I kind of got in on the – it's just like in the mobster movies, you see how they recruit the neighborhood kids. That's really how it works. And so I was never recruited, but I witnessed it. And then I would see drug dogs in the school and the DARE program, and they wanted to do drug testing. And I would see local police who I knew were involved in drug dealing going around giving anti-drug classes. So I started shooting my mouth off going, you know, you need to quit taking people to jail. You know, you need to quit taking Billy to jail because you caught him with a tenth of an ounce of marijuana. That's like four or five joints. And you're throwing the book at him, and parents are putting their kids in rehabs, And people's lives are being ruined. Friends of mine who were great-looking, smart football players, had it all, had the best-looking girlfriends, had everything, were just turned into crackheads that I knew. By the time I was 17 and we moved down to Austin to get away from it all, I would see them destroyed by it. I mean, I just saw, and so I became anti-drug, but not anti-drug in the way that, you know, the mainstream says, like, SWAT team everybody. I became anti-drug, realizing, my gosh, that the sheriff and the police deal this. And right after we moved, Sheriff Jack McWhorter went to prison for flying in cocaine and marijuana there at the airport. And I remember talking to people involved in drugs in Dallas who were getting drugs from McWhorter right before all that happened. I mean, it was just drugs were everywhere in the late 80s, early 90s. And, you know, I had great girlfriends who I would see get on drugs and turn bad overnight. I mean, I just got in a few years where I hated drugs. Then I wouldn't hang around with old friends that dealt drugs, and then they'd get mad at me. And then suddenly the cops would pull me over and say, "If you say one word about what's going on, you're going to end up dead." And then a local lawyer, prominent lawyer, who's friends with my dad, going back to when they were like 20 years old, called my dad, and he said, "The word's out, they're going to kill your son. I suggest you move out of Rockwall, Texas." And my dad never said why we were moving. He just said, "I've sold my dental office. We're moving to Austin. Let's go." He got me out of there so fast, he hadn't even sold the house. And he stayed up in Dallas for 6 months while he closed down his business and left, sold his business. So, I mean, there they were, all this drug war, and at least where I was at, the police ran the operation. And that's all just because I went down and, you know, when I was about 10 years old and started playing softball and baseball, every day when we got home from school, we'd run down there immediately. And I grew up in an upper middle class neighborhood that had a golf course. I mean, it wasn't super rich, but there were some rich people there. But it was, you know, golf course and tennis courts and baseball and basketball. And that's why I knew all these people. And, I saw a lot of my friends that I knew got addicted on drugs that police sold them, who had their lives ruined, And then I saw them taking people to jail who were low level. I mean, I remember I would, about 11 o'clock at night, my parents would go to sleep. They were pretty lenient. Didn't really spy on me. I remember going out to my dad's Land Cruiser when I was 14, starting it up, driving around all night, doing whatever I wanted to do. Cops would pull me over, and they'd say, oh, you're Alex Jones. You can go ahead and go, you know, tell blah, blah, I said hi. All because I grew up with some of the big dealers for the police. Never really told that part of the story. And I was like, I got a case of beer in here. You're letting me go? Yeah, just dump that one out you got. But as soon, I mean, I was above the law. All because I was in the in crowd. And by the way, I was too young and dumb to even know that. And I was too young and dumb to even, and then as soon as I started saying, hey, you shouldn't take kids to jail, I mean, it was a big mistake to walk up to the rent-a-cop at the school and say, what are you doing taking people to jail and doing all this for drugs? You guys are dealing this. And, man, a week later, I get called down to the principal's office. There's the cop. He tells the principal, get out. The principal leaves, and he says, you listen to me, you little bastard. And he grabbed me by the back of the hair and slammed me down in the desk. And he said, if you don't shut your mouth, we're basically going to say you're stealing stereo equipment. And I said, you know I don't steal anything. I don't even use drugs. And he just said, listen, you're going to go to prison, and a big black man's going to rape you and give you AIDS. You're going to have a big bleeping up your bleeping. And I was, and by then I was about 16. So, I mean, I could go on and on with the stories, folks, the things I saw growing up. And right around that time, a little bit before that, I could look at it in hindsight. You know, my dad, the IRS stole everything he had. He didn't even owe it. And that was the retroactive tax law, remember, of 88, 89? And then I, you know, my grandparents living in South Austin. You know, my grandpa had just been a roughneck, blue-collar worker, never done anything wrong. They didn't have very much money, maybe $30,000, $40,000 in the bank, life savings. The IRS tried to take their money. He had a heart attack. Then the city of Austin wanted him to clean out a creek behind his house. It wasn't even his property. And were threatening him and trying to take his property, put fines on him. Same thing they did to all these other old people. And I just, I'd also read some history books and read about, found out about the New World Order and read Nundare Call Conspiracy by Gary Allen. And I was just sick of seeing all of it happen when I was about 19, so I got involved in media. And local stations wouldn't even give me an intern job, so I went down and got an Access TV show. And really, when I was, I guess, 20, 21, I guess 20. I'm 34 years old now, and that's basically all she wrote. All right, that was a good call, but I've really digressed off into that now. Leo and Mash, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Howdy. It's always great to hear Willie. He's my icon presidential candidate that will never get the chance. But I think the real problem is that we don't have a really good general. Now, you're a good armchair general, and I composed this little ditty that I'm putting on the top of my emails, and it's going to say, close ranks spiritually, spread out tactically, find the enemy's agents. And it's, underneath it says, bits of wisdom from stepping through the minefields, notes from the armchair general by Cyber Tacticus. In other words, most of us are walking through a minefield, and we don't have the soldier's sense to see the minefield. And close rank spiritually means let's stop chasing all these other things and focus. Spread out tactically means don't be in one place so they can poison you or kill all of us. We're going to lose some people, but be spread out.
Leo, I want to pay attention to what you're saying. You've got a TV blurring.
Oh, I'll get away for a minute. Okay, I'm in the other room.
Okay.
And my second thought is, oh, yeah, the Kosovo thing, check into the minerals. They have strategic minerals in Kosovo. That's why they went there, because South Africa went black, and they weren't for sure of their strategic minerals. Watch the strategic minerals.
No, I know. There's uranium, a bunch of other metals. There's gold, silver, titanium.
People don't talk about these things because these resource wars have been going on for years. Vietnam was supposedly a resource war where Rockefeller was having them drop bombs in the bay to find out what sound things where the oil was off Vietnam.
Well, they knew there was oil all over Vietnam. They didn't need to drop bombs in there to find out.
Well, there was
It had already been surveyed by the French.
Anyway, my latest idea beyond Tacticus, Cyber Tacticus, is...
Hold on.
Yeah, right. Ron Paul, don't waste your vote with the CFR candidate. Here it is, right here. Don't waste your vote with Rockefeller's CFR candidates. The real hope is a massive write-in campaign to stop the CFR. Write-in Ron Paul, Keith Olbermann. How about that?
I agree. We'll be right back.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
We at The Bible Says want to alert the world to the topic of the Mark of the Beast. Soon it will be upon us as an overwhelming surprise. The world is pressing toward a forced one-world religion. The real issue behind this is the union of church and state, nullifying our First Amendment. Americans will have to give up their peculiar beliefs and accept what the new world religious leaders prescribe. In 2005, President Bush signed the Real ID Act, which goes into effect May 11, 2008. Many people believe that this will be the mark of the beast because of the restrictive measures included, which seems to parallel the no buying and selling of Revelations 13:17. In Revelations 14:9, speaking of the mark of the beast, it says, "If any man worship the beast, take notice." It says, "Worship the beast." This issue is about worship, not economics. For a better understanding of this very important topic and to receive your three free books and a free DVD, call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
If you like to gamble, I tell you how you land. You win some, lose some, it's always strange to me. The pleasure is to play.
The Ace of Spades. The Ace of Spades. All right, let's go ahead and talk to Ted in Tejas. You're on the air, Ted.
Hey, Alex. How's it going?
Good.
I was wondering if you'd seen the video on Google where they're giving Walter Cronkite the award for the World Government Establishment for the World Federalist Association.
Yeah, and Hillary cuts in via satellite on a TV screen to thank him. That one?
That is the most important video that I have seen.
It doesn't exist. Doesn't matter if Vicente Fox and Barack Obama are calling for world government. It doesn't exist.
Yeah, the 30 websites that are linked from the Coalition for Democratic World Government .org. So I'd just like to direct anybody listening, do a Google search, World Government Hillary. It'll come up.
But the television says it doesn't exist. I should believe them, and I should drink mercury and fluoride, and the government loves me.
Hmm.
Give me the exact name of the Google video. I saw it about 3 years ago, so I can't remember. And I never played that on air. Maybe we'll play that next hour.
It's called Hillary Clinton's Admiration of a World Government.
Hillary Clinton's Admiration of World Government. John, do you have that? Hillary Clinton's Admiration of World Government. Okay, we'll play that. Yes, I remember the loving clip.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, but it doesn't exist. Think of the nerve of CNN to go up and say there's no Trans-Texas Corridor when there's billboards everywhere and they're publicly announcing it. But again, yuppies hear that and think, oh, it's not kosher to talk about it. So see, that propaganda is directed as saying this doesn't exist. It's morbid and bad. It's evil. I remember reading a big psychologist who ran the Department of Education back in the 50s, quote, I was looking at this weekend, and it was saying, we will teach the children that snow is black, and anyone that believes snow isn't black will be considered to be an outcast and morbid. So you go, hey, Hillary's calling for world government. Does not exist. Shut up. Eric in New Hampshire, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, how's it going?
Good.
Good. I'm a member of Student Scholars for 9/11 Truth with Justin Martell and my brother Mike Jackman.
You have done well.
And, yeah, I want to just talk about a couple things here. I think it's great that we have people like Willie Nelson, Charlie Sheen, Daniel Sunjata all going public, but I always think that they could be doing a little more by all getting together to hold a press conference and say, we support the family members' push for a new investigation. And we're trying to organize a conference up here in New Hampshire for April, and we've invited people like Bob McElvain, Sandra Hicks, the Jersey Girls, many other family members to come and speak. But even if we have big names like that, we're not going to get as much press and attention and funding as we need. So we really need these celebrities to step up even more, I think. I mean, I think it's excellent that they're going public, especially on your show. But we need them to help and chip in any way they can.
We need more.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's great. They have a platform. They have a lot of people who will listen.
Well, here's the deal. Celebrities, and I appreciate your call, are more finicky than other people because they've been screwed. People treat them differently. I mean, I'm not a celebrity, and people just act nuts around me. They either grovel or they backstab or they act crazy. And so celebrities don't just pop up, unfortunately, and come to people's events out of the blue sky. They have to listen to you and watch you for years, okay? That's why they come on this show. By the way, they come to this show. They come to us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.